Ladies and gentlemen, a very warm welcome once again to Prime Minister Annuthin and members of his delegation. Allow me to first convey Singapore's deepest condolences on the passing of Her Majesty Queen Sirigit, the Queen Mother. Her Majesty's lifelong dedication to the Thai people will be fondly remembered both in Thailand and across the world. Prime Minister Annuthin's visit comes at a special time. Well, first of all, we've already spent a lot of time with one another on the sidelines of the ASEAN Summit and the APEC Economic Leaders Meeting, but he's here now on his official visit when our two countries are commemorating 60th anniversary of diplomatic ties. Over these 60 years, we have forged a relationship built on trust, respect, and deep friendship. Our ties today are deep and resilient, and our bilateral relations are in excellent shape. Our economic links are robust, with growing trade and investment flows. Singapore has consistently been one of the largest foreign investors in Thailand, and we were the top foreign investor last year. This reflects our company's confidence in Thailand's economic prospects. Our defense cooperation is long-standing. The Singapore Armed Forces have trained in Thailand for many years, and we thank Thailand for graciously hosting our service personnel. Our people-to-people ties are also equally strong, with frequent exchanges between our students, public officials, and communities. Earlier this morning, Prime Minister Annuthin and I reaffirmed our commitment to build on these strong foundations and to expand our partnership into new areas of cooperation. And let me cite a few of them. First, the digital economy. Singapore and Thailand have been pioneers in this space. The PayNow prompt pay linkage in 2021 was the world's first real-time cross-border payment system, and it now paves the way for broader interoperability amongst digital payment systems in the region. As chair of the ASEAN Digital Economy Framework Agreement, or the DEFA Committee, Thailand has been instrumental in steering the DEFA to a substantial conclusion, and Singapore will work closely with Thailand and our fellow ASEAN member states to ensure that the DEFA is ambitious and high quality, unlocking the full potential of our region's digital economy. Second, on food security, we have just witnessed a memorandum of cooperation on rice trade. Singapore imports most of our food sources, while Thailand is an agricultural exporting nation. So this is a win-win agreement, which will ensure a stable supply of rice for Singapore, while opening up new market opportunities for Thai producers. And we discussed this morning that we can go even further, expand our food cooperation beyond rice, and look forward to more opportunities for both sides. Third, on sustainability and the green economy. Singapore and Thailand have signed an implementation agreement on carbon credits. This can catalyze more green investments while supporting reduced carbon emissions. And I encourage our officials to move quickly to operationalize the agreement. Singapore also welcomes Thailand's support, and Prime Minister Annuthin himself affirmed that when we met in ASEAN. Thailand's support for Phase 2 of the Lao-Thailand-Malaysia-Singapore Power Integration Project, this is the LTMS-PIP. This will bring us closer to our shared goal of realizing an ASEAN power grid, enhancing regional energy security and supporting our transition to net zero. And again, this morning, we discussed other ideas to work closely together around the green economy. And fourth, active and healthy aging. Because both our societies are rapidly aging, we can learn from each other to help our seniors live well, in good health, with dignity, and with purpose. And we are delighted that we just had the MOU just now between SingHealth and the Thai Department of Medical Services to build capacity and promote exchanges in this area. Finally, on combating scams and cybercrime. As our economies and societies go digital, these threats have become a shared concern, and they are a national priority for both our countries. And this is why IMDA and Thailand's National Broadcasting and Telecommunications Commission have started a partnership to tackle scams. We will continue to strengthen such cooperation, both bilaterally and across ASEAN, to keep our countries and our peoples safe and secure. And these are just some of the areas that Prime Minister Anutin and I agreed to work together on. They show that while Singapore-Thailand relations are already mature and multifaceted, there remains tremendous potential for us to do even more together. And so I look forward to working closely with Prime Minister Anutin and his team to strengthen our cooperation and to take the Singapore-Thailand partnership to new heights for the next 60 years and well beyond. Thank you very much once again, Prime Minister.
Your Excellency, Prime Minister Lawrence Wong, Excellencies, distinguished delegates, members of the media, it is my great honor to pay an official visit to Singapore today at the kind invitation of the Prime Minister. This visit is both meaningful and timely as Thailand and Singapore celebrate 60 years of diplomatic relations. Over the past years, we have exchanged several high-level visits. Today, we reviewed our progress on key areas of mutual interest and agreed to deepen our strategic partnership. Actually, Prime Minister Wong had mentioned all that I would want to say. That means that we share the same thoughts. And again, I would just reaffirm, you know, his statement. Thailand is pleased with the signing of carbon credits trading agreement among ourselves. It is the first of its kind that Singapore has with an ASEAN country, which will soon allow us to begin trading carbon credits. We also reaffirmed support for the second phase of the Lao PDR, Thailand, Malaysia, Singapore, or LTMS power integration project and discussed ways to enhance renewable energy cooperation. Secondly, a resilient and integrated economies. Singapore has been the number one investor in Thailand, actually for two consecutive years. We welcome more investments in high-tech industries such as semiconductors, EVs, biotech, and data centers. We also aim to further integrate our economies through joint venture in maintenance, repair, and overhaul, or MRO, in aviation industry to strengthen Thailand and Singapore as regional aviation hubs. On digital economy, we aim to work together on digital cooperation at all fronts, at the international level through DIPA, at the ASEAN level through DIFA, and at the bilateral level through a MOU on digital economy to unlock the full potential of digital integration and innovation. On food security, we welcome today the signing of the Memorandum of Cooperation on Rice Trade, which will guarantee sufficient amount of high-quality Thai rice for Singapore. On healthcare, we welcome the signing of the MOU on capacity building for healthcare leadership in urban aging care, which will help address the challenges of aging societies. Third, enhance security and defense ties. We will continue to strengthen defense and security ties and explore cooperation on defense industry and technologies. Importantly, we will intensify cooperation to combat transnational crimes, especially online scams. Thailand will soon host an international conference on combating online scams and will work closely with Singapore and other partners. Lastly, on regional cooperation, we will coordinate closely on strategic issues to strengthening ASEAN's effectiveness and resilience. We recognize Asia as a center of world economic gravity. We aim to advance regional economic integration and unlock the potential of over 600 million people in ASEAN. We will explore partnerships to improve road, rail, air, sea, digital, and energy, connectivity within the region. Thailand is ready to serve as a regional logistic hub connecting mainland with the maritime Southeast Asia, China, and India. Globally, we reaffirm our commitment to rules-based multilateral trade system amid protectionist pressures. I also took this opportunity to brief the Prime Minister on Thailand and Cambodia border situation, in which I reaffirmed Thailand's commitment to the effective implementation of the joint declaration signed in Kuala Lumpur last month, and I thank Singapore for its continued support through both bilateral mechanism and ASEAN. Thank you so much for such hospitality. Thank you.